incredible spirit work in Abydos, and before that in Mexico. And I'm back and wishing you all a fabulous new year, and of course hoping you've had a really important and significant Christmas. So here we go back again, beyond the matrix, for people who think outside of the box. And there are very few people who are as far outside of the box as our guest tonight, Russell Altman, who was on recently talking about Morgellons and the products that he works with to help people fight this really gripping disease. And very special, we have tonight Connie, who he mentioned in the last program, who is a sufferer of this disease. To hear what they all have to say. We're going to have three lines going here, so be prepared to really get an earful about not only the horrors of this disease, but also what people are doing to try to find solutions. And we'll also be talking about developments that Russell's working on for other diseases as well. Russell, are you with me?
I sure am.
Hi. Connie, can you hear me?
I can hear you, and I know you're speaking to me, but you're breaking up.
Oh, well, I can hear you perfectly, so we'll try to do this, breaking up or not. Thank you for being here, Connie. I'm thrilled to finally talk to you and very grateful that you're on the show tonight.
Well, thank you, and I'm very proud and very honored to be a guest.
Thank you. All right, we're going to start by talking about, just recapping some of the things that we talked over last time, Russell, and bringing Connie up to date. So the last time we talked, you went over generally an overview of this terrible ailment for, I don't know what to call it. It's not a disease exactly. It's not an ailment exactly. It's not a condition exactly. I guess it's all of these and more.
Well, Patricia, many of the scientists that I talk to refer to this as an invasion of the human body. The Morgellons disease is so tiny that the human immune system doesn't see it and therefore is unable to defend against it. If it were, then the victims would have fevers trying to fight them off, and that's certainly not the case.
But how could it be that? All right, let's just, for the people that didn't hear the show last time, what are we talking about when we're talking about Morgellons?
Okay, there's a disease that's pandemic and spreading across the globe. It is invasive, and it causes immense suffering in its victim. There are neurological, psychological, and physiological components to this disease. And so briefly, the victim often has dozens, if not hundreds, of open, weeping lesions covering their body that never heal. They also experience biting and scratching underneath their skin, generally all over their body as well.
Oh, God.
And the truth is that they feel as though they have animals that are biting them constantly.
And what we are really saying, what you have divulged to us, is that these, rather than biting animals, are actually nanotechnology?
Yes, Dr. Hildegard Stanninger and I have been in communication for over a year now, and her background is as an industrial toxicologist. I have seen and videotaped these animals exiting human bodies, the first of which was Connie. We discovered back in June of last year that by using a product that I was promoting internationally as a water treatment solution, was actually incredibly effective against this disease.
Yeah, Connie, can you tell us about the incident Russell discussed when you basically, you've been suffering from this for so long, and you finally took it upon yourself to take more than the dose of this product, and what happened?
Well, okay. Well, essentially, I was at the end of my rope, and by that I mean over a period of time, my symptoms had built up, they had increased, they had worsened, and I didn't realize that I had Morgellons. I'm actually self-diagnosed. There's no one, no doctor, no physician out there that will acknowledge this disease as yet, as you know, including the CDC. But anyway, I had reached a point where I had lesions all over my arms. They were weeping. I had a very horrific material oozing out of them. And I was on the phone with Russell one day, and I was serious. And I've never been suicidal in my life, but I thought I wanted to end it all because of I was losing my quality of life. I had to retire my position in public service because I physically couldn't do the job anymore. I had brain fogging. Of course, I had the physical appearance of this disease, and I looked like I had the Black Death. And Russell came to me and convinced me to try this product that he had, and I told him, no, I don't want to, you know, exacerbate it or, you know, I don't know what to do. I had been to doctors, dentists, eye doctors, you name it. And he said, what have you got to lose? And that's what convinced me. And what did I have to lose? I had given up at that point. And with
how long did you have that he'd been suffering from this disease?
I estimate about 12 years.
Oh.
It's been a slow progression. For me, the most prominent symptom that I discovered, and it was happening in about 1996-97, was I had this horrific burning, scratching sensation on the top of my arms that at times was so painful. Ice packs over my skin or sitting in a cold bathtub of water didn't even subside it. Then there was nothing over the counter I could take. I had to start taking prescription pain medications, which the doctors wouldn't give me. I got them from my family to knock down the pain. But that's how it all started for me. That and the depression, the mood swings, the loss of appetite. And I noticed my hair was falling out more. I know we lose approximately 100 hairs a day as a normal human being. I was losing 300 or 400. In fact, my hair is still very thin and at times very limp.
At the point where you were just at the desperation point.
Very.
You took more than was recommended of this liquid, right?
I took what I call mega doses for what the product is, and I had nothing to lose. I was scared. I was afraid that I was contaminating my family, the people in public. I wouldn't go out of the house. I was scared to death. I thought I was dying. I literally thought I was dying a slow death and being eaten from the inside out. And
I commend you for your courage.
I just can't
even imagine this, what this is like.
It's very real. And I have since been to Greece. I've talked to and seen photographs of people in Marseille, France, that have this and they don't know they have it. They have the same visual appearance that I do on their faces.
You can recognize it, honey?
Yes, I can.
And
yeah,
this is
absolutely global. We're shipping Nutrisilver to every country in the world because this pathogen, this man-made pathogen, was actually released in the upper atmosphere. And it's encircled the globe. It's fallen to the earth. It's become part of our water and food supply, and it is highly contagious.
According to Dr. Staniger, whom I've read her research, and I have not actually had the pleasure of speaking with her, but her predictions, her scientific findings, I don't think are too far out there because of we all know about global warming and what we've done to our environment, our atmosphere, especially in changing the ozone layer and what we breathe. She's saying it's in the plants, it's in the soil, it's in everything we eat, see, feel, hear, touch. And it's people like me who have a compromised immune system to begin with. And at the time these symptoms flourished, I was under tremendous stress, which broke down my immunity as well. and I had fibers coming out of me. I have photographs of it. We have movies of them coming out of my lips. Mushy little worms.
And you can see the different colors of the fibers?
Pardon me?
You can see the different colored fibers?
They're actually beautiful. They're iridescent in nature, blue, red. I've had green. I've had bright pink. I have one I called the queen because she was a she to me, and she was just, I used a couple of different camera lenses, and she had little pink ornaments all up and down her fibrous body. I mean,
and the ones that you cannot see by the naked eye are easily visible under any inexpensive black light. Dr. Stanninger took the fibers and attempted to burn them. And they would not burn until she reached 1,400 degrees Fahrenheit. And when she did a chemical analysis on the fibers, she discovered that they were coated in polyurethane, which is the same material that's being used to make fiber optic cables. And these fibers are growing out of human flesh.
Yes.
Now, Connie took it upon herself to take a large dose of NutriSilver. She had been on 30 drops three times a day, but she took 150 drops three times a day for 3 days. And after the second day, I got a panic phone call from her and went over and saw her. And I'll let Connie finish the story.
Yeah, Connie, I'd like you to describe what happened when you did that.
Well, first of all, the day that Russell introduced me to the NutriSilver, I rubbed it on my hands, and we literally watched this material in the form of whatever, cells reproducing that, and this disease, in my estimation, replicates the body, the skin, the tissue, and my palms began to peel with this stuff. And then we realized that actually using it topically was moving it. And if it didn't like where I had put it on, it would move to another part of my body, and that's why it pushed it to the surface and up my arms, because I'd put it on my hands. 2 days later, I was in so much pain. I had, it was like labor. If you've had a child, you understand. I could time the episodes is what I call them. They were about 45 minutes apart, and they lasted about 45 minutes. And the waves would begin from my feet all the way up, and it was like somebody was taking my insides and using an egg beater and just rolling up my body with the egg beater.
And what was
leaving
the body?
This is because you used it topically, right?
Yes. No, I wasn't using it topically at that point. What I was doing is covering my body with Vaseline and keeping my scalp moist because I was trying to push them out somewhere where they wouldn't leave, you know, scar tissue or... I mean, this thing is horrific. Even trying to explain it to you, I sound like I'm insane, and most of the physicians...
No, okay, well, we'll stop there because my show is called Beyond the Matrix, and anybody that's listening is open-minded enough to want to know what lies beyond the box of convention. So please don't feel that you sound insane, because
you're
in good company, because I probably sound insane too.
Patricia, what we saw when Connie had done this large dose of NutriSilver was hundreds upon hundreds of little animals fleeing her body. And we saw them exiting her eyes, from her nose, from around her lips, from under her nails. It was in her urine.
But instead of the animals, you're saying that they're fiber optic type?
No, these are little, they look like little tiny parasites. They look like living organisms. They're self-motivating and they move. They flee the body when you put NutriSilver inside because they want to get away from it.
They can take just about, I've seen them in just about any shape they want to take. I mean, once I thought I had identified them, I got ones that were different the next time around. I mean, they can mutate. They can, and maybe Dr. Stanninger may be right. They can assemble themselves into any form they want, because what I saw was incredible. It was, I had to take photographs, and there's probably nothing that I can do to prove that this really did occur, but I had a small metallic square confetti coming out of my skin pores.
Looks
so
like
we're
glitter,
saying that
it?
In essence these are like shapeshifters.
Yes, exactly. That's a very good way to describe it.
Do you think that
yes.
they're some kind of alien substance, or I mean, a really alien of this earth, or do you feel that there's some man-made?
You know, I have to believe that this has potentially operative word here. Something it's related to the treatment of our environment and possibly a global entity that's trying to get rid of the weak and keep the healthy. Because this disease, like any disease, attacks the weak immune system, and this is global. You know, if you go to Africa and you get into the native countries there, you don't find cancer, you don't find high blood pressure, you don't find any of those things. Because their diets, their ways of living, what they're eating, what they're ingesting is very pure. We are taking in not only the air we breathe here, but the foods we eat. They're synthetic. They're loaded with God knows what. And I believe this disease has a way of entering the body. It has a catalyst or a host, and the host slowly eats away at the body.
It actually,
so when you did this purge, when you had this huge purge, you were in the bathtub and these thousands of these started coming out. I mean, how
yes.
horrifying is that? I can't imagine how you...
I can't even describe the pain. I can't even put a description to the pain. I incarcerated myself for 2 or 3 weeks. It took that long to come back from this episode because it was so... it was like climbing Mount Everest and never having done it before, and you made it to the top, but you thought you were going to die because you
yeah.
couldn't breathe or you were exhausted.
But
I
when
had
it was
no
over,
idea.
Do you feel that these things were released completely?
It's not over. I still have the disease. It's just under control right now with diet, and I am still on the Nutrisilver. I probably will be the rest of my life. Or unless science comes up with something and admits that this disease exists.
So here's a question for you. When does Big Pharma come after you, and how long can we count on having Nutrisilver?
Well, it's an interesting question. I'm merely the distributor. The manufacturer is not in the United States and doesn't come under U.S. authority. I suppose that they could stop us from distributing this product. But the truth of the matter is that Nutrisilver is nothing more than a proprietary blend of real nano-sized 100% silver and a new kind of clustered water. And Connie has tried, and many people have tried, other kinds of colloidal silvers with no result. For some reason, Nutrisilver appears to be the only one that is effective. You know,
right,
it's interesting.
Right, but the Center for Disease Control the FDA can say that you cannot distribute this, just like they've done with so many other holistic products.
Yeah, it's classified as a nutritional supplement, and along with all the other colloidal silvers, and so you can still go out and buy it in virtually any health food store.
Right, but I've been posting a lot of stuff on my website about how FDA is trying to shut down all sales of supplements and mineral supplements.
Yeah.
There's actually a bill in the U.S. Congress right now called Codex, and that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to take away our freedoms in terms of caring for our own bodies with homeopathic and nutritional remedies. So if this law
and
is passed,
market them through Big Pharma.
Yeah, and if this law is passed, as it already has been in the European Union and in the U.N., then if you want some vitamin C, for example, you'll have to go see a doctor. And he'll have to write you a prescription for a low dose of vitamin C. So ultimately, where we're headed is
we're going to be allowed to have all the food that we want. They're going to control us by the use of nutrition. And
well, they're controlling the food, too.
Here,
I mean, they're, we know that the food is being modified, and they plans for using food to dispense chemicals and pharmaceuticals, right?
Yes, but what they're headed towards here is what's called nutricide, where they're going to control populations by how much nutrition you're allowed to ingest.
And they've already begun. That's already begun with these types of syndromes or diseases, if you will, like Morgellons.
Just to conclude the purge discussion, Patricia, Connie's courage has led the way for hundreds and hundreds of people around the world to repeat what she has done. They've all had similar or identical experiences of a mass exodus of animals from their bodies, from every orifice and even out of what appears to be normal, healthy flesh. The abatement of their symptoms to the point where Connie is, and Connie is virtually symptom-free, where she's now able to go back and have a normal life. She's working, she's socializing, she's doing the things that she normally would do, and she has her faculties to do them with. Untreated Morgellons victims have virtually no hope. The medical community has turned their back on them, calling them delusional. The victim has chronic fatigue and brain fog, and so they sleep most of the day. Their families generally turn their backs on them, believing the medical community rather than the victim themselves, and they just chalk it up to, oh, he or she is just, you know, having some delusions about animals biting them. We know with absolute certainty that there are animals biting them because I have many hours of videotapes, not just from Connie, but from many people around the country that have called me that I have gone to interview and taken videos of these animals fleeing their bodies.
Well, I mean, don't the people in question, the so-called loved ones, see the skin and recognize that this is completely off the charts?
Well, what most doctors do is somebody walks in with either a sample to show them or with these kinds of lesions, they automatically go to the diagnosis of delusions of parasitosis. The truth is that if you're standing in front of a doctor and your arm is covered with lesions, the doctor's going to say that you did that to yourself by overly scratching your skin. Prior to this broadcast, I emailed a picture of a newborn infant with Morgellons lesions all over its body. So the idea that this infant is delusional and scratched itself in the womb is somewhat preposterous.
I there's nobody in my network of family or friends that we have the symptoms to the degree I do. My mother is rehabilitating with lung cancer right now, but she's in remission. And there are some things that have occurred with her that are very similar to what I've been suffering with. But I don't think
it's Morgellons.
You think she has it? Pardon me?
Do you think that she's contracted Morgellons too?
I think she has a form of it, yes.
And have you tried to convince her to try some Nutrisilver?
She's the old school, and I haven't been able to do that as yet. She's on so many different medications right now. It's frightening to her to try to take into her body something that she considers has a metal substance in it. But the radiation.
Yeah, I had the same problem
with
my mom.
We're working on that, but I don't know what else to say other than I know, and I would like to reach out to many more people out there and try to, you know, tell my story of and, you know, let them make their own decision. But I swear by the Nutrisilver, and I am so grateful to Russell for being there for me to convince me that I had nothing to lose by trying it. I've got my life back, and to me that is it's like I died and came back.
God, Connie, it's so really upsetting. I'm speechless in front of such a horrifying possibility.
It is horrific.
And just so sympathetic to what you've gone through.
It is horrific. And there's so much that we don't know about it, and there's so much that we do know about it. And, even, and I'd like to make one comment about the psychological part of it. The disease may be exacerbated, I'm sure, by mental instability or stress or any of the above, but I also feel the disease causes those things because it did in me. It drove me to the point of wanting to take my life because I didn't think I could have the quality of life I wanted.
Now here's a question for both of you. Russell sent me a little blurb, a recent blurb, about the nanotechnology aspect of this thing. And it's said that it is possibly capable of receiving signals. Do you suppose it is possible that you have received, and I know this is really way out, is it possible that you could have actually received some kind of signal from these?
I do every night just about. I feel this disease is more active at night. I've actually sat in certain parts of my house. I live up on the crest of a hill here in Reno, not too far from an airport, and I'm looking at chemtrails right now all over the sky out here, but I can hear radios playing. I can hear music. I can hear the words to the music. I've journaled it. So, yes, I believe
I would love to read your journals.
Well,
Would you be willing to give me something for my site where people can read some of the experiences that you're having? I have a call about human voice.
Patricia, I'll let Russell answer to that because he can give you access to my. I haven't maintained a journal in about the last 8 months because I've been so busy caretaking for my mother and helping my dad run his business, and I've just started my own business. But I do have a journal of the first year and a half that I suffered with this after the Nutrisilver was introduced, and it's on a website that Russell.
Russell, send me some of that. We'll get it up for people to read as well.
Patricia, you and all of your listeners can go to a website called morgellonshope.com. When you get there, the first thing you'll see is Connie's video. It's about 15 minutes long. But if you click on case studies, you can not only see Connie's journal in its entirety, along with photographs, but you can also see case studies of about a half a dozen other people who simultaneously took Nutrisilver with Morgellons at the same time Connie did. I went out and found about a dozen folks that were willing to try the product, and all of them got healed. And what you'll read on that site is a day-by-day experience of what happened with these poor, unfortunate people who have been suffering just unbelievably for years and years and years.
What else are you up to, Russell? You've been telling me about some new work you're doing against malaria. Can you talk about that?
Sure. I've been involved with the malaria solution for about 4 years. There's a gentleman who is a gold miner and an inventor, and his name is Jim Humble. And Jim invented a 100% cure for malaria. This product is so incredibly inexpensive. I'm part of an organization that's bringing between 700,000 and 1 million bottles of the malaria solution, or MMS, standing for Miracle Mineral Solution, to Africa in the next couple of months. The victim of malaria takes 10 to 15 drops of this malaria solution, mixes it with half a teaspoon of vinegar, and in 4 hours to 8 hours, they draw blood, and there's no evidence that the victim has ever had malaria. Now, malaria.
What is this substance? Is this another suspended metal?
It's a natural mineral as well. It's sodium chloride, and sodium chloride is in tremendous use globally. The FDA has approved it, has been approved for a long time as a disinfectant and for direct contact with food and fruits, vegetables, and dairy, and that it's completely harmless. What Jim did was he discovered that if it was taken with an oxygen activator,
orally, that it would eradicate not only the malaria pathogens, but they've had tremendous success with HIV and AIDS in Africa. Jim is not interested in making money. He's interested in saving lives, and we are just now putting up a new website called jimhumblemms.com. And Jim is in the process of recording videos so that people can come to that site and ask him questions so that they can take this product correctly. And people are using it to rid their bodies of virtually every pathogen known with tremendous
success. Of the new one or of Nutrisolar?
Of MMS, using the MMS.
So this can fight other pathogens?
Oh, yes. The MMS.
How about cancer?
Oh, yes. They've had some tremendous success with cancer, mostly orally, but there are some brave MDs around the world that are treating their cancer patients with MMS intravenously and eradicating the cancer just very, very quickly.
Do you have proof of this? Because I have someone that needs to know about this urgently.
Yes, I'm happy to put you in contact with Jim Humble. As a matter of fact, he's agreed to be on this very show on January 20th.
On the 20th of January, people, please tune in for that show, and we will open up for questions, too, because this sounds like some real breakthrough information. So Jim Humble will be on the 20th. Please tune in. And, okay, so I'm so excited to hear that this could potentially work. I'm just scared to use the word heal because it sounds so.
I think heal is okay.
Monumental, and
I
know that it's dangerous to make declarations. Not that I'm afraid of being of danger, but just wanting to keep people with, let's say, clear perspectives.
Sure.
If you're saying it heals malaria in 4 hours.
I'm saying it cures it. Not heals it, it cures it. It is eradicated and completely removed from the body.
And what about
cancer? That doesn't mean that the victim can't go out and get reinfected. Of course they can, but I'm talking about a 100% cure. And Jim has 75,000 documented cases of 100% success with MMS, with malaria. Now, I got an email from Jim today, and he has approached the Gates Foundation. And Bill Gates and Warren Buffett have combined $6 billion and committed it to the eradication of malaria. But because there aren't certain letters behind Jim's name, and because the FDA hasn't approved it for human ingestion, they won't even discuss it.
Right.
And so here's a literal 100% cure, no questions asked, for malaria. It works every time, all the time.
But you can still take it, or is the FDA going to shut it down?
Well, Jim has left the country and will not return to the United States because he has released the formula to make MMS on his website, and virtually anyone who wants it can go to most drugstores and get the ingredients and make it themselves.
Well, you guys are serious light workers. I'm so glad that we're helping you in this small way to get the word out about the great work you're doing.
Well,
thank you.
That's
that,
very kind.
Trisha.
But
thank
I think the credit here really needs to go to Jim. I mean, here's a man who had to make some decisions. He could have made a fortune with this product, and he decided that saving lives was more important, so he simply released his formula out into the world. And anybody can make it. And they are manufacturing MMS in Australia and New Zealand, and they're making it in Africa, and they're making it in Germany.
And we've never heard about it. I mean, who has ever heard about this?
Well, if you just simply Google MMS or Miracle Mineral Supplement, you'll find thousands and thousands of pages on this product. And I've done the same, and I've not found one negative word about it. It just works.
Okay, let's give the audience some websites to peruse. Yours is?
Mine is Nutrasilver, NutraSilver.com.
Okay.
Jim Humble's.
And the Morgellons address again?
It's Morgellons Hope, M-O-R-G-E-L-L-A-N-S, morgellonshope.com. That is probably the largest Morgellons website in the world.
Okay.
Articles there, videos, audios, and many, many scientific research papers there, and the latest news. And then lastly, Jim Humble, MMS.com. That site should be up this coming week, and you will see personal videos that Jim Humble is producing for us right now. And this is
now, I've got another question for you. Do you recommend Nutrisilver even if people are not having symptoms of Morgellons?
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you that I personally have been on Nutrisilver for a year and a half. I had severe arthritis, and within 4 months, my arthritis was completely gone. I started going to the gym 4 times a week and, you know, running on the treadmill and doing all the exercises there. And the other thing that happened to me in the first 4 months was I lost 75 pounds. I've since discovered why. I didn't know at the time why I was losing so much weight. But we've conducted many, many tests with FDA-certified labs this year. And the culprit for weight in most people in the United States, at least, is what's called a candida overgrowth. And that's a fungal infection that you get if you've taken any course of antibiotics, which has killed off the gut flora. And that gut flora has been replaced by candida, and now you're not only eating for yourself, but candida has a ferocious appetite as well. Anyway, we did tests with FDA-certified labs, and we tested Legionella, cholera, Pseudomonas, Cryptosporidium, and candida, and quite a few others, just to name a few, E. coli. So by way of example, if you imagine a dish, a petri dish, with 8.8 billion cells of E. coli, just to give you a sense of how powerful this Nutrisilver is, we put one drop of Nutrisilver in that petri dish, the lab tested it 30 minutes later, and it showed a 99.99% kill. Virtually all of the E. coli in that petri dish was gone. The same thing was true for candida, salmonella, cholera, and many, many other diseases. The
Do you
truth
have
about
this
the
information on your site?
Yes. You can see that the lab reports are published on Nutrisilver.com.
Okay, so people, please check these sites. This is a man who's dedicated his life to this work, and he's got facts to back up what he's saying, and he's making very powerful statements that need facts to back them up. So he's got them. Be sure to check his site. Back to you, Connie. You mentioned earlier that you were sitting there looking at chemtrails, another forbidden topic. And
yes.
One can't help but make the correlation between polymers that have been found from the fallout from chemtrails and these urethane?
Polyurethane,
you called it,
yeah.
Russell?
Yes, that's right.
Aspects of the Morgellons disease. So, do you believe that this could be spread by the chemtrail phenomenon?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In Dr. Staniger's research, interestingly enough, she said at certain times of the day in the sunlight, if you look up into the atmosphere, you can see these pink iridescent layers, but it's like very, very tiny confetti, and it sparkles, and it's kind of pinkish. She's shown through her laboratory research that those particles are exactly like what is flowing out of my skin, or was coming out of my skin in the way of fibers and other debris.
You've had nothing else come out since you've had the major work with the major episode in the horrible episode in the bathtub?
I periodically I'll do what I call a mini purge, because I know the disease is still in my body. And I'm right now suffering from what Russell was describing about too many antibiotics and not enough good bacteria, and I put on a great deal of weight. So I'm working on keeping the symptoms at bay, and by doing the mini purges, I'm able to do that. I still see fibers periodically, But
you still see them coming
working
out when you do these purges?
Yeah, but they've changed. They're very minute, and they're all white. I have no more colored type fibers. They're all very small, and they're mostly coming through my nails and nail beds.
That is just outrageous. Russell, why do you, how do you think that the NutriSilver works?
Well, it's a really interesting question because NutriSilver is designed to sweep pathogens out of the body, and yet Morgellons doesn't appear to be a pathogen.
Right.
And I asked this question of Dr. Staninger, and she suggested that what it does, Morgellons disease has what seems to be a collective consciousness that's run through the nerves of the body electrically, and it's her viewpoint that the NutriSilver more than likely is disrupting their communications and their ability to work together. One interesting thing that happened to Connie, she pulled a fiber out of her arm, I think it was. It was 6 or 8 inches long. And she put it on a black surface and began to videotape it. And this long white fiber was just bouncing around and moving around all by itself. You know, there were no wind currents or anything like that. And then all of a sudden, poof, it was gone. And I thought, well, that's really bizarre. So I called Dr. Staninger and told her this story. And she said, Russell, it did not disappear. It disassembled and went back to its nano size, which is invisible to the human eye.
I mean, this is so absolutely off the charts that it's very difficult to discuss it and maintain a sense of calm.
Connie saw it too.
Well,
we have it on video.
Let me tell you.
You know, I'm not questioning
the truth
of it. I'm just saying that it's just so 2090.
It's hard to believe.
And real of our days now.
This.
How do you manage
to
keep so rational, Connie? While, I mean, pulling out an 8-inch nano tube. And being able to have the sanity to photograph it.
It's actually posted on Morgellons Hope. You can see it.
Right, but I'm asking Connie, how does she cope with this emotionally?
Let me tell you, for one thing, to back up a little bit, when these fibers, and they were at first coming out in clusters, they even had little faces on them. I have pictures where I've got two eyes, and I swear to God that's what they are, but they were very painful, and I'd just be standing there, and I'd get this sharp pain on the back of my calf, and I'd look down, and I had a beautiful red luminescent fiber on the back of my leg, all balled up like yarn.
And they have facial.
I can say this with truth and realism, Patricia, because it is very real. Whether the doctors or the medical field considers it delusional or not, it isn't. And I don't care what they think anymore, and they're wrong. It is real. We've seen it. People that don't have the disease have seen it. We have scientists like doctors.
Well, I think that anyone that's listened to this show is at least open to the idea that the medical community is not taking care of the population.
Yeah, and
so,
you know,
I mean, there are always some there are good medical people in standard medicine. I'm not suggesting that they are all failing, but generally speaking, based on the health of the overall population, I think we can agree that we need to look beyond the standard medical care.
Yeah.
For answers.
We could spend many hours on the political aspects of this and have some great debate, but for me, it's not about money. I don't get any money from Russell or NutriSilver or anybody. I know how horrific this disease is and how frightening it is, and I've heard it in the voices of people that have called me and said, help me, please. You know,
how do
I
they reach you, Connie? How do they know about you?
The website. Russell's managed to get that out there and get to people. And I've taken many, many phone calls. I've spent many hours. You know, I can't talk to everyone. I wish I could. But I have a network now of people in my email database that I keep in touch with. I send them an email periodically. How are you doing? How are you feeling? And most of them, I would say 99.9% of them, are still with me and they're doing well. And that's all I care about. I found something that worked for me. My goal was to share it with the world. You know, Russell brought it into my life, and I just wanted to I was afraid, too, Patricia. There is no one here I know of that has it. I have no local support. I was reaching out to find somebody else that had this affliction so that I could make it, I could validate it, and it is real.
All of the things that I've seen and heard, I think we're past the stage of wondering whether it's real or not.
Yeah.
You know, Patricia, you bring up the subject
Sorry?
Of doctors, and I'd just like to offer a comment, if I may. I've spoken with many dozens of doctors, and I'm sorry to report that the vast majority of them were only interested from the financial standpoint, but yet a few doctors have actually risen to the surface who I consider to be true humanitarians and are absolutely convinced of Morgellons. One of them actually has it himself. Dr. James Matthews in Gaithersburg, Maryland, has Morgellons himself. He uses Nutrisilver. He gives it to his patients. They're getting healed. There's another doctor, Susan Kolb. She's in Atlanta, Georgia. She's treating hundreds of Morgellons victims with great success, and she's a warm, loving humanitarian. And for those of you out there that may have Morgellons, you can contact either one of them and be assured that you're not going to be labeled as delusional, that you're actually going to be listened to and helped.
Okay, so let's do this now. For all the people that are listening that fear that they may know someone who has this disease or they themselves have it and need answers, what do you recommend? Of course you're going to recommend the Nutrisilver, and I wholly, from what I've heard from you, from what I believe about you, and from Connie, I endorse completely who you are and what you're trying to do. So the first person I would recommend is to contact you.
Well, thank you.
Who else and where else can people get help?
Well, those are the only two physicians that I know of. Dr. Hildegard Staninger in Los Angeles is also treating Morgellons victims. In my mind, she's one of the world's leading scientists in the fight against this horrific disease, and in my discussions with her,
she sounds like she's coming at it from a very deep. I mean, for her to say to Connie that this thing disassembled itself, but was still there, that is just off.
Dr. Staninger's background is she's a world-leading industrial toxicologist. She's written many books, and in her field, she's held in very high regard.
Does she have a website? Can she be reached?
Yeah, I think she does, but I'm not familiar. Anyone who wants to Google Dr. Hildegard Staninger should find her in a moment or two. She's in Los Angeles, and a wonderful woman and bringing great relief to Morgellons victims. I might add, when I first met her, I asked her how prevalent is Morgellons. She told me that she took a train from her apartment to the institute she was working at, and the train was making three stops in the early morning for her to get to where she was going. She said that she could literally see the Morgellons in the air. And she also told me that of the passengers on the trains, at least in Los Angeles, at least 50% of them had Morgellons on them. She could see it, and they don't know that they're infected.
How can she see it in the air? That is...
She knows what to look for.
From what I've seen, it's very detectable in the air when it gets to a certain size. When the more active the disease is, the bigger the particles, the fibers are. I might have gone down to very thin, and they're almost impossible to see unless I have a magnifying glass. This disease, however this is produced, whether it's assembled by some little nano machine or not, it shines, it shimmers, it glows. It's like confetti that's made out of colored tinfoil. And that's why it's
Can you
it's
see it in the air, Connie?
It's a certain... I'm sorry?
Can you see it in the air?
I have not yet. I've tried. But it's like she said in her research, you know, a certain time of day, certain... And they, she actually took samples of this in the field and brought it back to the laboratory and compared it to the samples of the Morgellons matter that she had from patients. And there was no, there, it wasn't just similar. It was exactly the same, if you want to call it, nano DNA that is in the body. Exactly the same. I call it nano DNA because it matches perfectly, according
Russell,
to her research.
Question. Is there anything you believe that helps to prevent assimilating this horrible disease?
Yes. I know what has worked for me.
You're already infected. For people that do not have any symptoms of infection, you spoke about really strong immune system.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can recommend for either one of you to avoid
assimilation? Actually, there is. The first one, of course, is the immune system. It's so important to eat fresh fruits and vegetables, to eat live fruits. Foods and not processed foods because they can't contribute to your well-being. And the second part of the answer is that most of the doctors that I work with that are treating Morgellons people are taking Nutrisilver to prevent themselves from being infected.
How much Nutrisilver is distributed in the United States?
Well, very, very little, I'm afraid. It's impossible to get it distributed because you can't tell the truth about it. But we're on a radio show, so I can pretty much say what I want because I'm not selling anything. But for me to make a claim would land me in jail, and I really don't want to do that. Well, I'm doing it publicly, not with the intention of selling a product.
Mm.
But if I made claims on my website, if you go to Nutrisilver.com, you'll see Nutrisilver purifies water. That's all you're going to see. Because
right.
That's all I'm allowed to say under the laws.
How about that aspect? How do you recommend Nutrisilver for water?
Well, most people on a maintenance dose, like myself, would take 30 drops three times a day in filtered water. They do not allow the Nutrisilver to come in contact with any metal or in direct sunlight. Other than that, there's no interaction with any other drug that we know of. There's no side effects other than there are times when it works a little bit too quickly. What happens then is the body becomes toxic because you've killed off pathogens too quickly, and your body becomes toxic. Your immune system that's trying to get rid of the toxins gets overwhelmed, and the person who has this experience feels like they're aching. They may feel like they have the flu, or they may get a headache or some diarrhea. But that is the body's way of fluffing off the toxins out of the body. And people without overt diseases who take this tell me that their energy goes up dramatically. I have many, many elderly people who buy the product just because it just completely relieves their arthritis symptoms. You know, it just comes down to if I'm a grocery store and I sell you a banana, what you do with that banana is entirely up to you. You know, I just sell bananas.
That's an interesting analogy.
Yeah. We won't go there.
Well, listen, I think our time is already up. It's just amazing how quickly, let's see what we've got here. But yeah, our time is up. Connie, first of all, I deeply, deeply thank you for being such a courageous, strong, and true human being. And your story is something that, as long as I'm alive, I will get out to everyone I know. Thank you for doing so much, and for being able to have overcome this life—it's not even life-threatening. It's just—it's torture.
It is.
You've been through hell and back.
We've had a few documented suicides, and I think you can understand why. But thank you, Patricia. This has been an honor, and I very much appreciate your graciousness.
Oh, not at all. The honor is mine. I hope you'll come back on with me because I want to keep track of what you're doing and how you're progressing. And Russell, you just go, man. I'll always be behind you, whatever I can do to support you. And I know that Don, the producer of BBS Radio, is there for you too. So please keep us informed and keep doing your magic.
Well, thank you. And you're also in my prayers. You know, Patricia, it's really all about eliminating the suffering and saving lives. There's no other
That's
purpose.
It. And getting out of fear. Let's not forget that.
Yeah. Yeah, and
okay, well, I hate to say
life.
Goodbye because I could talk to you all night, but we are out of time, so I'll say goodbye to you now and knowing that you'll be back. And, Connie, please, let's stay in touch as well.
Well, I certainly will, Patricia.
What a show.
Yeah,
please,
thank you.
Please be well and keep helping people find out more about how to handle this terrible, terrible crisis. So good night to you, and I'd like to tell everybody that next week I've got Sue Allen on. She's done a book called Spirit Release, How to Cope with Attachments, a Psychic Attack, and all kinds of other strange happenings. So be sure to tune in for that. And remember, I've got Peru coming up. I've got the crop circles coming up. So if you're interested in knowing more about my Soul Quest journeys, don't forget to check my site, www.SyrianRevelations.net, and be sure to read the books as well. Thank you all. Good night, and I will be in touch with you, all of you, my readers, with updates on what's been going on in Abydos and other exciting places. Good night, everybody. Stay tuned next week for more. Good night.